When you go in the press box at Safeco Field or in the locker room, you generally see the same old faces among the reporters. And in some cases, I mean that both literally and figuratively. But some sports scribes better watch their backs because there's a new kid in town gunning for their jobs. And when I say kid, I mean kid.
I remember the first baseball game I went to with my dad. We got a foul ball. It was one of the greatest days of my life.
Matt Eisner was only 5 at the time. He's been a baseball lover his whole life. And when his mom was trying to figure out how to keep him motivated for his schoolwork during the summer, she used that passion to her advantage.
She said that I could watch more baseball on TV each night for night games because I couldn't stay up too that late, in exchange if I wrote a paragraph.
So Matt wrote that one paragraph, and then he kept writing. And writing and writing.
We read his paragraph and we said, huh, this is kind of good. And it surprised us. And we thought that our friends and family might be interested in reading what he had to say because he had sort of a unique take on the game. And our friends and family enjoyed reading it. So we got him a website and a Twitter account, and other people started enjoying reading his observations, and it sort of took off from there.
Did it ever? The Washington, D.C. youngster started getting a lot more attention as he shared his unique take on Major League Baseball. And within a couple of years, he had thousands of followers on Twitter and his blog, Matt's Bats. They now include big league players and big-time sports reporters, and that's gotten him invites to stadiums all over the country, including Safeco Field, where he visited during the last homestand.
I've been to Fenway Park in Boston, Wrigley Field, Petco Park, AT&T Park, Nationals Park, Oriole Park, PNC Park, Citizens Bank Park, Marlins Park, and now Safeco Field. I'm trying to think if I went to any more.
Yankee Stadium,
City Field.
Pretty cool for a 12-year-old kid, especially when Major League Baseball takes notice.
August 2013, just after my birthday, surprise, got an email. We like your stuff. We want you to be an MLB blogger. And we were like, yes, we'll take the offer. So we just... like the blog itself just took off after there, and it's led to a lot of really cool opportunities.
I'll say, like getting full access and the red carpet everywhere he goes in the country. In Seattle, he got to hang out with Kyle Seager and some of the other guys, along with making himself at home in the broadcast booth, where he made it pretty clear what he plans to do one day, unseat Aaron, Rick, or Dave.
I've got a while to go, but still, I really want to be professional baseball commentator when I grow up.
He's already got a heck of a start. Earlier this summer, Matt was alongside a number of longtime sports and news journalists invited to the White House to cover a visit by the World Series champion Kansas City Royals.
It was pretty awesome. Got there, watched a press briefing from Press Secretary Ernest, and then we went into the East Room of the White House where they had tons of cool stuff. The Commissioner's Trophy, the World Series trophy, was there, and it was another one of my better baseball experiences.
Matt's already soared to professional heights. Many journalists work their whole careers to get even near, all because his mom was simply trying to find a way to get him to write a little bit more.
Everything that he does, we've been so proud of him. It's been this whole website and blog has been a big surprise to us, the way that everybody has received it, and he's handled everything with a lot of grace and maturity, and he still gets that bright-eyed, excited smile on his face when he walks onto a field and goes to a new ballpark, so it's fun for us to watch.
And just think, since he's only 12, Matt can set his sights on even loftier goals, like shaving. For the Mariners Sunday Magazine, I'm Josh Gerns reporting.